Today in the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're going to have our special feature in which we read from the Rockcliffe Review. Now, the Rockcliffe Review is the bulletin that we pass out for those who attend the church and worship at the Rockcliffe Meeting House on Sunday mornings. And in this bulletin is usually an article that has much to do with the preaching that's going to be taking place that day. In this particular lesson is entitled, "The Holy Spirit Gave All Things." Let me read that to you. After Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to his apostles. It was through the apostles that the Holy Spirit gave us the Holy Scriptures and the New Testament. God had revealed himself in part from the beginning, but not in whole. All along, he promised more revelation to come. Even Jesus said, "I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." John 16:12-13. Note the word all here. All truth. In John 14:25, he said, "The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you." 3 times Jesus said the Spirit would give them all. God's revelation would not be forever in part. With the coming of the Spirit, the revelation would be perfect. It would be complete. And we read just such language in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 9 through 10. Here we read, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I felt as a child, I thought as a child. Now that I am become a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know fully, even as also I was fully known. But now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, and the greatest of these is love." The words we receive from the apostles in this scripture were not merely their own words. They were the words chosen by the Holy Spirit. Jesus warned his apostles about giving their own thoughts in their own words. In Matthew 10:19-20, Jesus said, "Take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." We see this promise being fulfilled in Acts 2 and verse 4, where it is written, "They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." They were not speaking their own words. On this occasion, they were not even speaking their own language. Those who heard them said, "How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?" Acts 2 and verse 8. Peter did not have to give thought to how or what he would say to his judges, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts 4 and verse 8. And again in Acts 4 and verse 31 we read, "They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Peter wrote of how eye had not seen, nor had ear heard the things God had prepared for them, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, 1 Corinthians 3:9-10. He went on to write, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." 1 Corinthians 3, 12 through 13. These were spiritual things revealed to them in spiritual words. The American Standard Version supplied the word words that had been introduced earlier in the verse. Not in words, which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Spirit teacheth, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. 1 Corinthians 3:13 in the American Standard Version. In Ephesians 3 and verse 5, Paul wrote of things that had not been made known to men in other ages, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Paul reminded the church in Thessalonica, you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus? And he wrote, he therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 2 and verse 8. In writing to Timothy, Paul said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. 1 Timothy 4, 1. And where Paul wrote, all scriptures given by inspiration of God, the word translated inspiration tells us that the sacred writings had come to them by the breath of God. Verily, by the Spirit of God. Peter identified the Spirit of Christ in the prophets as the Holy Spirit, who was now revealing the things preached in the gospel. 1 Peter 1, verses 10 through 12. John wrote the words that Jesus dictated to him in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and he repeated 7 times, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Revelation 2, 7, 11, and 17, and 29, and Revelation 3, 6, 13, and 22. John also wrote of how the Spirit had been given to the early church as an unction and as an anointing, so that ye know all things, and need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things. Note again the all things in 1 John 2:27. These are the all things Jesus promised when he said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. John 14:25. Because of this work of the Holy Spirit, we now have all things in the Holy Scriptures. The revelation is no longer in part. It is perfect, complete, and whole. When it comes to all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, we do not need any man teach us any other thing. Well, that's what we mean when the Holy Spirit gave us all things. You come to the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, and you're not going to find us standing up testifying about some revelation we received from the Spirit, or how the Holy Spirit laid something on my heart, or how I think the Holy Spirit might be trying to tell me something. No, what we're going to do is open up the book that the Holy Spirit gave us, read from the Scriptures, and let those words of the Spirit that are found in our Bibles fill our hearts, that we might fill with the love and joy and fullness and grace of God. That's what it means when we say the Spirit gave us all things. He gave us all spiritual things that we need to be saved, to live a good life, and to go be with God in eternity in the end. Now that's what we read in the Rock Cliff Review. We read from the Rock Cliff Review because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now we're going to return to our old Sunday school book and look at Sunday school lessons that were written for the Sunday schools of February the 20th, 1927. And we're looking at a lesson on serving in and through the church. And it is suggested in preparation for this lesson that we read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That chapter, 1 Corinthians 12, that'll be verses 1 through 31. And we're going to begin at least reading them at this time. Here's where Paul wrote. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were led away into those dumb idols, howsoever you may be led. Wherefore, I make known unto you that no man speaking in the Spirit of God saith Jesus is anathema, and no man can say Jesus is Lord, but in the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministrations, and the same Lord. And there are diversities of workings, but the same God, who worketh all things in you all. But unto each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit to profit withal. For to one is given through the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith in the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings in the one Spirit, and to another workings of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh the one and self same Spirit, dividing to each one severally as he will. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 12. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For in one Spirit were we all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bond or free, and were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God hath set the members, each one of them, in the body, even as it pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, or again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much rather those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those parts of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness, whereas our comely parts have no need. But God tempered the body together, giving more abundant honor than that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Whether one is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and severally members thereof. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, thirdly teachers, then miracles, gifts of healing, helps, and governments, and divers kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? but earnestly desire the greater gifts. And moreover, a most excellent way I'll show you.